Between client deadlines, website updates, and the endless to-do list, who has time to stress over hosting headaches? That is why I trust Kinsta, a managed WordPress host provider, offering lightning-fast hosting, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 ready-to-help human support. They handle your hosting technicalities so you can focus on what matters. Powered by Google Cloud's premium network, experience up to 200% faster site load time when you migrate to Kinsta. Plus, they are one of the few WordPress hosts with SOC 2 certification, so your data is Fort Knox level secure. Whether you're a busy entrepreneur running an agency or a developer, Kinsta's game-changing custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy. And here's the kicker. Kinsta will migrate your high or low traffic sites for free with zero downtime. Ready to give Kinsta a try? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com. Join thousands of businesses worldwide who trust Kinsta to power their sites. Visit Kinsta.com to get started for free today. Remember, this limited time offer is for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out.
This is the year for winners. It's going to get harder and harder for a loser to win. It's going to get easier and easier for a winner to win. So I want you guys to knuckle down, lock in, and pay a lot of attention, because 2025 has to be a year that we all remember filled with amazing stories. Life's never easy, guys. The easy way out doesn't exist. There's only one way out. Through the thorns, through the pain. It's the only way it's ever been. It's the only way it's ever going to be. I want to have to wake up every day and grind out and become richer than everyone else because I work harder than everyone else and I try harder than everyone else. I don't want any easy ways out. The idea of that aggravates me. I don't want to feel motivated. I want to feel tired and stressed. I want to run on pure discipline and adrenaline. Nobody is motivated at 4 a.m. Nobody. But some people are up anyway. You're praying for an easy way out. I don't want one. Because if there is an easy way out, yeah, I'll win. But other people will win who I don't think deserve to win. Luckily, in my experience on this earth, the universe has never, I've ever seen, ever given an easy way out to anybody. So I don't believe it's coming. And most of you seem to believe something fantastic is coming next year. And I would argue that it's not. Bunch of people are going to get laid off. Bitcoin might go up a bit, but you don't have enough. You need at least 50 Bitcoin. You ain't got it. Now's your time to earn and work and buy them before they go up. You haven't done it. If your predictions are true, if you really believe, because of all the podcasts you've read, that Bitcoin's going to 1 million, you still don't have enough. Do you understand? That's not a reason to rest. That's not a reason to wait. That's not a reason to do less work. That's a reason to work harder, because you could turn your 0.3 into 0.5. You could turn your 2 into 20, because by the time it goes up, then you won't be able to. So even if you were right, that's even more argument for the same thing. It doesn't matter if you go left or right, you need to make money. It doesn't matter if you go up or down, you need to make money. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold, you need to make money. Doesn't matter if you're happy or sad, you need to make money. It's the only way to leverage yourself in this economic game that none of us can possibly escape. And what are you doing? What do you expect to happen here? And your version of locking in is finding copium. That's what you call work. Gentlemen, it's go time. It's go time like it's never been before. Either things are going to go great, and you need to get your ducks in a row now before they go too great, e.g. the Bitcoin price goes to the moon, or things are going to go wrong and you need to get your ducks in a row before they go wrong, e.g. Bitcoin price tanks. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's go time. And truthfully, the law of averages ensures that the majority of people are exactly that, average. If you're watching this, most of you are average. Most of you cannot be exceptional by virtue of the nature of exceptionalism. You may be exceptional amongst the general populace because you're all fans of mine, but measured against other fans of mine, the majority of you will be average. That's what it means. But that's fine, because you can win if you're average if you're first. You can win if you're average if you try harder than the rest. You can win if you're average if you pay attention. You can win if you're average if you do the right things, if you're not lazy. It's very easy to win if you're average. You just need to get another advantage. And the easiest advantage is I'm prepared to put in the work every day, show up, and I'm going to start right now. I guarantee you results if you do that. Guaranteed. However you intend on making money currently is asking somebody else to pay you money. You can't make money. You are given money by somebody for something. Once Bitcoin proves itself as the asset that you believe it's going to be, people would rather buy Bitcoin than give you the money for whatever service you offer, meaning it's going to become very difficult for you to earn any money and buy Bitcoin. So you have to buy it now before it blows up. If you're right and if you're wrong, you still need to find a way to make money now. This is the beauty of what I wanted to say to you. There's only one answer to all things. The answer is always the same. Doesn't matter what happens. What matters is you need money. There's never been a time in my life where having loads of money was bad, ever. It's always an advantage. It's a cure all. Same with strength. I've never thought, damn it, I'm too strong. Damn it. Wish I wasn't so strong.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That doesn't happen. These are the two things that you can never get enough of, which is why they're the two things you should be focused on. Because once you get enough, you get to observe the game from above. You get to watch the ants argue and scatter around like I do. So I don't want you guys to be living on hopium. It is go time. Today is go time. Right now is go time. There's absolutely no other time for you to go but now. You either go now or you lose. Now you can finally take some action and get something done. As a man, you win by your very existence. That is the difference between a winner and a loser. A winner can breathe and people will have an opinion about it. A loser is trying very hard to be relevant. And it is your job to win as much as possible. And I'm going to make sure none of you are falling for a very obvious and simple trap. And that trap is the false idea of work. And believing that anybody out there gives a shit about you as opposed to themselves, because they don't. Life is actually very simple because it's a one move win. Imagine no matter what scenario you're in, you only had to do one thing. Imagine boxing, and no matter what attack he threw at you, no matter how big and strong he was, no matter how tired you were, you didn't have to do any fancy combination. You didn't have to do any kind of clever footwork. You only had to do one move and you instantly and endlessly 100% of the time won. And life is the same. And that thing is get rich. You know, whenever I see an argument online about anything, my instant response is, thank God I'm rich. And if I am emotionally vested in that argument, if I am looking at that argument and believe the outcome genuinely matters and can affect my life, I'm only more motivated to get rich. If I look at an argument and say, I really care about this, time to get rich. Why? Well, there's two reasons. Reason one is that wealth gives you power and allows you to move the needle. Because most of you are not rich enough to move the needle in any significant way. And two, wealth also gives you ability to build your own reality. Focusing all that energy on getting as rich as possible is more likely to change your experience than rage posting. The easiest place to see this is with Bitcoin. Everyone loves Bitcoin. Everybody believes in Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to the moon. I get it. But why are you watching videos about Bitcoin and researching Bitcoin instead of earning money to buy more Bitcoin? It's binary. You either believe in Bitcoin or you don't. And if you do believe in Bitcoin, the most prudent and intelligent spend of your time is to work as hard as possible to acquire as much as possible before the price becomes prohibitive. To sit there with 0.3 Bitcoin, to believe that Bitcoin's gonna go up, and then to watch Bitcoin videos and watch Hopium and and research how the blockchain works with no intention of actually programming the blockchain in any way is a mistake. And it is a trick and a trap you are falling for, because you believe by doing that, you are somehow working towards the end goal, and you're not. You're attracted to Bitcoin because you can buy and forget. You love Bitcoin because it's offering you the lazy man's dream. Buy some of me and do nothing. It is the dream of every person alive to park some money, ignore it, and with no work have more money, because that's nearly impossible to do. If you want to start a rental property portfolio, you have to work. There's taxes, there's legal, there's cleaning, there's maintenance, there's finding tenants, there's work. Bitcoin is very lazy. So you buy it, you do nothing, and you're told you're going to be a millionaire one day. That satisfies part of your heart. That's a perfect scenario. But then you have this time on your hands, and you're sitting there thinking, well, Bitcoin's going to make me a millionaire, and I want it to happen now. So what do I do? What you start doing is reading about Bitcoin, tweeting about Bitcoin, posting about Bitcoin, watching all the Hopium, looking up random YouTubers for their Bitcoin predictions, listening to Michael Saylor. All of these things you are doing because you are trying to expedite. You're trying to speed up the pace at which Bitcoin saves you from your miserable life. But it is a mistake, because doing all of that doesn't change anything. I know you could argue that the collective energy of enough people understanding Bitcoin and tweeting about it moves the needle. That is true. But if I were to say to you, spend the next 100 hours reading and watching Bitcoin videos, or the next 100 hours working, earning money, and buying Bitcoin, which one do you think would put you in a position where you could retire sooner? It would be from working and purchasing. But you're trying to avoid the work. This is so important, guys, that you find yourself in these political arguments, you find yourself watching Bitcoin videos, you find yourself locking in to do absolutely unproductive things, because the only thing that's productive in all scenarios is earning money. I ask a lot of people what they're doing, they say, locking in, bro. And their version of locking in is just dumb shit. Watching podcasts for hope, rage posting on Twitter for hope. It is best for you to assume that you're fucked. It is best for you to assume that Bitcoin is still gonna be around the same price 10 years from now. It is best for you to assume that the prices will continue to spiral out of control. That is the best mental model for you to have. Because in that scenario, under that mental model, I can say to you, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? And the only answer is work. Hope can destroy you. You're at the bottom of a well, and to save your manicure, you're praying someone's gonna throw a rope down or a ladder, because you don't want to scale the slimy walls and crawl out to salvation because of how difficult it's gonna be. And you're sitting at the bottom thinking, a ladder's coming soon. I heard this rumor of this guy who has a ladder, and he randomly puts it down wells, and maybe he'll choose my one. So if I just sit around and wait, that is the wrong mentality. It will soon be nightfall. You will freeze. It will begin to rain and you will drown. You don't have time. If the man with the ladder is coming, then you're good anyway. If Bitcoin goes to 10 million and your 0.1 finally becomes worth something, you're good. If the ladder comes down the well when you're halfway up the wall, you're great. But you should begin to climb anyway. It is win-win. The only thing stopping you is the trap of believing you're doing something by praying for the ladder man and laziness. And that's the beautiful thing about life, because the answer is nearly always the same. Get rich, ignore the noise. Buckle down, ignore the noise. Lock in, focus, do important shit, ignore the noise. And make sure you're doing things that actually matter, because there's a huge work trap that's been set up. You're not working as hard as you think you are if you're watching podcasts which are giving you hope that you've already done enough work. That's what you're doing. You're hoping someone is going to say to you that you've already done enough and that 0.1 Bitcoin is fine and it's all fine. Nothing is fine. You need to crawl out of that well with your fingernails. You need to scratch your face on hard stone. You need to get out of there like a man. Even if the ladder comes after you climbed out of the well, you bought yourself time. Now you're ahead of the game. Yes, you could have waited and had an easier way out. But think of how much time you saved by crawling out before the ladder man got around to you. This is extremely important. It's extremely important. And the great thing about this mindset is most people don't have it. But if you bow down and you get rich, the rest will do it for you. It's fine. Let them do the heavy lifting. Let them sit there and rage post and get mad and lose sleep and watch videos and do all that crap while you stack cash. And I guarantee you, that's how you're gonna win. After I decided Bitcoin was a thing, I've never watched a video on it again. I've decided Bitcoin's going to the moon. That's my decision. I now have no interest in Bitcoin podcasts. I have no interest in Bitcoin predictions. I have no interest. I spend my time making money to buy Bitcoin or something else. What would we do if crypto went to zero? Because probably 70% of our wealth is in crypto. Let's say we're worth 500 million. Keep numbers easy. 300 million is in crypto. So if crypto went to zero, what would we do? And I said, well, that would be fantastic. That would be great. Because now all the easy money's gone. And now all the dickheads who get to run around in Lambos and show off and buy girls' handbags, all the easy shit is gone. We're back to the hard world. We're back to the real world of real business, what we're best at. And we've got real estate portfolios, and we have gold, and we have stocks, and we have bonds, and ETFs, and cash, and we have all these other things. We don't just have crypto. Most crypto people only have 0.7 Bitcoin. That's it. That's their hope. That's their ticket. We have everything else. Even though I don't believe crypto is going to zero, it would actually be better for us if it did, because there'd be less people flexing money. We'd be the only rich people left. It'd be great if Bitcoin went to zero. We're perfectly prepared to do the hard work. There's no such thing as easy money. There's money you can work for. I can show you where the gold mine is, and I can give you a pickaxe, but you have to dig. If you're not going to dig, don't go. Do not go down the gold mine with a pickaxe if you're not prepared to dig. Then you're wasting everyone's time. You're wasting my time for giving you a hard hat and a shovel. You're wasting the elevator operator's time. You're wasting the company's time because we could have hired somebody else who actually wants to dig. If you're not prepared to work, don't go down there. Stay at the top and never have a chance of finding gold. Believe that one day gold's going to just fall on your lap. You're going to find it by accident. By next year, I'll be rich. I don't have to work. I don't know how. It's just going to happen. Let's see, shall we? Or you can get rid of your childish, infantile dreams. Pick up a axe. Get in the elevator and go down there with a vigor. Prepared to do whatever it takes. Choice is yours. But it truthfully is go time, gentlemen. I'm not going to tell you an easy way to make money. I'm not going to tell you you can just buy money and sit there and do nothing. I'm going to tell you how to crawl out. I'm going to say that you should do it the hard way. I can only teach you how to do things the hard way. That's all I know because it's all I've ever done. I've never done things the easy way. I've never been lucky. I've never caught a lick. I've been the guy who had to crawl out by the skin of his teeth every single time he ever escaped absolute decimation. I've been the guy who had it on the edge of annihilation, of his life falling apart, and he only pulled it off because he grit and bared pain and did whatever it took to win. I've never had it easy. I've never won easy. I've only ever did it the hard way. So it's all I can teach you. If there's someone out there who you believe in, who's promising you an easy way out, then go believe them. I don't know any easy way out. All I know is the hard way out. That's the only path. You're trapped in a forest, surrounded by bramble and ghouls which intend on taking your soul. And I am outside of the forest. And I am screaming to you saying, I know a way out. The path is long. It is dangerous. It is arduous. You may hurt yourself. You may get cut. It's difficult, but I can guarantee you it leads out. And perhaps there's another voice saying, I know an easy path that it just leads straight out. It is easy. If you believe them, try. But if it was true, if there was an easy path out, why are so many people still stuck? Why are so many people still trapped if there's an easy way out of this mess? I can't give you easy answers. I don't have them. I only have the hard answers. And the hard answer is for you to knuckle down, stop praying for an economic miracle, stop praying for a miracle via digital currency, get your act together, and start working all day, every day, until you finally have enough for you to no longer have to be forced to live an experience you don't enjoy anymore. Because that's all I did. So that's all I know. It's amazing how much you can achieve if you actually try, and you should feel deep shame if 2024 did not change your life. That's the kind of year you need to have if you want to be a winner. 2025, you should have a list which rivals ours. When we ask you at the end of 2025 what you've achieved, you should have a list which you can hold parallel to ours and not feel a deep sense of shame without feeling a deep sting of regret for how you have wasted your time. You've wasted 2024. 2025 can be the year to remember. And we're going to talk again in exactly a year from now to see what you've achieved. So why do I put emphasis on focusing to get rich? You should be as rich and as strong as possible because you're a full-grown man. And full-grown men need to be able to influence the world. It's never going to be smooth sailing. How could it possibly be? Life's never been that way.